The program you're about to hear is real. The colors are real. The hosts are real. Prepare to tap into the spiritual gifts that are all around you. It's time for Tapping In with Gary Spivey.
Hey guys, how are you? Welcome to Tapping In. I'm glad to be here with you guys. I appreciate you guys being here. And Tapping In, I got a lot of cool stuff to talk about today. One thing, I look forward to things, you know, like I'm a little kid sort of. And so I'm like, everything's Christmas, every day's Christmas, you know. And I'm looking really super forward to our spiritual retreat in beautiful Ojai, California, which is my second home. And I love Ojai. Ojai has this energy. Feel that warmth you feel that came over you right then? Can you feel that? That's the Ojai vibration, right? And so Ojai is amazing. My family lives there, Richard and Alice, who I love dearly. And a lot of friends. If you guys want to know what oneness is, come to this retreat in Ojai and your eyes will open on up. And, I'm so happy because it just feels like it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I'm so, so happy because somehow Michelle's like, Michelle, you sleeping with Tibetan monks? What's going on? She here.
Oh, no, I somehow manifested it. World peace.
You're going to hell. Anyway, I mean, how do you, you know, but I'm serious. So anyway, somehow you talked the Tibetan monks into coming to our retreat in Ojai. And yeah. So. How'd you do that?
Well, because it was actually pretty easy because Edith is the one that's sponsoring, and she's doing the World Peace Mandala with them, and she wanted me to be trained so that I could start sponsoring them. And so since they're going to be in the coastline of California for 3 weeks, there's three different World Peace Mandalas, and they're going to attend the Grateful event, and then they're going to go to Ojai. So we get to help them.
And they're hanging out with us. They're hanging out with us in Ojai, which is beautiful. You know, I'm excited. I'm so excited. And for all you Kevin Trudeau fans, you know, which a lot of you guys are, I talked to Kevin about it, and I told him how excited I was that it's right next to our ranch, you know, where I lived for years and where Kevin was for years. And I told him, I said, this energy, you know, is so spectacular there. And now the retreat's being held really right next door. And I'm so excited. It's in the upper Ojai, and which is just absolutely incredible. So, I can't tell you, but Kevin's coming to the retreat too. Don't let anybody know. Okay, it's a secret. But he's actually showing up at the retreat and going to be there for a couple of days and just hanging out and up close, personal, hanging out and stuff. And so for you guys who want to see him with us, you know, and a lot of times, you know, I exchange ideas with him, and I think sometimes I am there, like I'm up in the cosmos, and he's like the expert explainer of things. And so I so enjoy doing shows with him. I so enjoy, hanging out and just being real. So anyway, we're going to have this great time in Ojai where we do stuff like eat. We always feed ourselves to death over there. So we're going to be like hanging out, having wonderful, soirees, parties, eating. Did I say eating? And just meditating, into the cosmos. So we're going to be on top of the mountain, in the upper Ojai, meditating, carrying on. I'll show you guys the different vibrations and the different energy vortexes that Ojai has to offer. I mean, you could really go to Ojai and not have me holding your hand, and you're going to get high from it. But I just look forward to doing this. I've done it, you know, tons and tons and tons of times. And so this is going to be spectacular. I so look forward to hanging out with the Tibetan monks. And these are now correct me if I'm wrong, Michelle, because you're the monk expert here. And mm-hmm. But this is the Dalai Lama crowd, right?
Yes, actually, they're all within the same congregation, and they know the Dalai Lama. As a matter of fact, one of the highest level Tibetan monks that's about the same level as the Dalai Lama or up there, his name is Tepo he's actually going to make his way out to see you for your event. He's not going to the other mandalas, but he decided that he will attend your event, which is a really, really big deal. It's like having the Dalai Lama come there.
Oh, that's exciting. You know, because it feels like when I tap into it, I can feel the energy of it. So you guys feel that warm thing. And so I think, with people that read the vibes of something, I get asked to do a lot of things here and there. And as you guys do, that feeling when you get it and you go, I'm going to go, right? Yeah, I want to go do that. Yeah, I want to go hang out with those folks and do that thing. So anyway, check it out. October 10th, Michelle, there's still room, right?
And they can call. Yeah, there's still room. There is a capacity limit, though. So I would definitely say book in advance. I already have people on the list booking now, and it's already beginning to fill up. So I'm really surprised. This is going to be your biggest one, Gary, because it is a trifecta. There's you, and then there's Kevin Trudeau, and then there's these Tibetan monks, and it's going to be such a high vibe. Once in a lifetime experience. I'm pretty sure you guys will not want to miss this.
Yeah, so. I think it's going to be absolutely great. 702, Michelle's number. This is her cell phone. She answers her cell phone. 702-822-0548. 702-822-0548. And so I know you're answering your cell phone morning, noon, and night. Dean's trying to go to sleep, and you're going, and he's telling you, can you please stop answering the phone and and booking people for, I know you do this. 702-822-0548, or call the office 800-827-GARY, GarySpivey.com. I want to talk about oneness today. I got a very special spiritual gift from God right before the show. And I got this gift some time ago. And then I got it again. And then I got it many different times, honestly. And in the beginning, the first couple of times, I really didn't know what the gift did, because I would just see God smiling at me. He would give me this gift. Sometimes he would present it to me in one of the high heavens, like Zion heaven. And sometimes he would be in my face wherever I was. And so today I was asleep in my recliner, like an old man would be, not me, of course, but an old man. And I'm sitting there in my recliner, and I woke up. I have God in my face, and he's giving me this spiritual gift of oneness. The spiritual gift of oneness, which I'm going to ask God if I can give it to you guys. He already said I could. And so I'm hooking you up, and I want you to imagine a birthday cake, okay? And I see God handing you a birthday cake, and it has a candle that is lit, one candle, and he's lighting this one candle. This is your candle of oneness, okay? Take this, and this is this happy birthday. And this is your first moment. If you have never gotten this gift before, this is your first moment in a really super, super, super high oneness gift from God. In this oneness gift from God, you will attract people that are one with you, and you will find people that you are one with. You will find that you're able to be one instead of, being, grumpy like we are sometimes. Right. And so you'll find that this gift of oneness is very precious and very special. It is a God gift. It comes from Zion heaven, the highest heaven. Take your gift of oneness and put it in your chest. There. See how you smile immediately? Feel that? I felt this smile come over me, this energy come over me. That's the gift of oneness from God, not from me. I'm just the little conduit in the middle, that if I get a really cool gift, I want you guys to get it. And so, but there we are. So he wanted me to do the show on oneness, which is, oneness is one of the very hardest things to do. It's hard to be one. It's hard to be one with everybody. And it really is. It's hard down here, difficult to figure out oneness and figure out, how do I do this? And about the time you think you've dug deep and you've accomplished it, here comes that difficult person that you as soon as you see them, you think, I'm going to punch them in the face, right? And maybe not as bad as me, but anyway, but you go, how am I going to deal? How do I deal with this? How do I be okay? How do I become one and stay one? Well, it is about digging deep. I want you guys to ask God for this spiritual gift. This goes along with the oneness gift. And when I started getting all these gifts of oneness, and I got a lot of spiritual gifts from oneness when I was hanging out with Alice and Richard in Ojai, because I realized how one they are, how beautiful they are, and how many friends they got. I mean, how can people have that many friends? Have you ever been to one of their Thanksgiving parties or celebrations? I mean, you know, it's 100 people, and it's really crazy, or 100 plus. And so from all ages, from 8 years old to 80 or more. And so it's just absolutely beautiful. And it's the most beautiful people in the world. So anyway, you guys that are coming to Ojai for the retreat, you get to experience this beautiful hospitality of Ojai, as well as Alice and Richard will be there too, I think. And so that's going to be really fun. When I look at you guys now, I just see this beautiful light in you, and I see some of you getting this gift of oneness that really, really lit you up. Let me talk to Benjamin Rocha. Let me talk to Benjamin real quick.
Benjamin and Yaneth are both coming.
Oh, good. Awesome. You're coming to the retreat. Neat. Yeah. Well, your friend Kevin's coming. So that's good as of this week, you know?
Good. I'm sorry, Dean. I didn't know that you did. I'm sorry.
That's all right. I'm going to add Gary back as a spotlight.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Sorry about that.
Okay, so I saw you get this gift of oneness. I saw it roll into you. How does it feel? I saw it happen for you. Now, what did that feel like when that happened?
Well, like you just said, I immediately started smiling and feeling like that. Just happy, you know, because I think you said it earlier. I think the way that you described it, just every day feels like your birthday.
Yeah.
there's this. And I've just been recently feeling this way ever since I talked with Michelle yesterday. Thank you again for getting everything set up the way that you did. I appreciate you so much.
You know, you're not the only one. You know, like when somebody tells me they appreciate me, I'm like, oh my God, you're the one. You know, no, but Michelle gets appreciated so much because she's always you can't give her enough praise and appreciation, because she can hook you up. You know, like if you guys are thinking of traveling and coming to Ojai, you want to talk to her, because she'll figure it out for you. And so mm-hmm. it's pretty amazing, you know, as you're saying. And so thank you, Michelle. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you guys. Love you guys. Thank you.
There. Love you. I'm glad you felt that one thing. I'm glad you really mm-hmm. did. Yeah, what would you say? What if you dig deep inside of you, think of something that really recently has just pissed you right off. Okay. If you can dig deep and find something. You got it? Okay, you got it in your head? Okay. Yep. Think about it now and see how you feel. Right now. You're having a hard time attaching to it.
Yeah. It's like across not the river there. Type of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, not really right there in your face. Mm-hmm. How about that? Right?
That is nice. Yeah.
Yeah. And so when you get this gift of oneness, and when you guys start being one with each other and one with yourself, one with God, one with heaven, you're going to find you don't stay as pissed, and especially you don't hold grudges. Right. And so this whole grudge holding thing is highly overrated, because that'll mess you up. Yeah, forgiveness is the way. It really is. You just got to forgive. And when you get this gift, it's really easy to forgive people for stuff. We bump into each other sometimes. We do. We're human. It's okay. You can be human, you know, and you just don't mean to. But then just say you're sorry. Try to fix it. Keep on going. And so, but I see you looking good. I just wanted to say I love you. That's it.
Hey, I love you too. Thank you. Also, my brother is on. I wanted to point him out. I'm not sure if his video is on, but just wanted to say his name is Matthew.
His name is Matthew. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Matthew's iPhone. Matthew Rocha. Here he is.
Yep.
Hey, Matthew.
Oh, there. Hey, Matthew. How are you?
I'm doing great, Gary. How about you?
I'm doing really good. Good to talk to you. What's your psychic question? You have one? You have any comment, any question, anything?
Lately I've been feeling a bit stuck. I start something and don't accomplish it.
Oh, okay. All right. How do you guys, and you and your brother, I mean, you're like him, you're ugly. How do people become so, and I'm joking. How do you guys become so, you're like the good looking family. Is the whole family like this? What's the deal? So I mean, everybody in your family's gorgeous, I guess. Anyway, so you're lucky. You're like Michelle. Michelle's whole family. Michelle's is like the most gorgeous family, you know. And so, you know, that's amazing. Anyway, so here we are. I'm clearing you off, okay? When I look at you, you have a dark, crusty energy around your shoulders and around your head, and also around your lower back. How's your lower back been? Anything sensitive?
He muted himself by accident.
Go ahead, Matthew.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, that's okay. I see a dark energy, crusty around your head. I just cleared it off. Notice I saw you starting to sweat. See how you got warmer as soon as I did that? You see?
Yes.
And so that was what had you stuck. I've got about 200 demons, real demons, for real, aimed at you, okay? And I'm pulling them off of you. Notice how you can breathe.
Yes.
Feel the difference?
I feel the difference.
Crazy feeling, right? And so that's the reason you got to meditate every day, listen to us, get spiritual gifts, take your spiritual gifts. I want you to ask God for a spiritual gift to clear your demons. Just say, God, give me a spiritual gift to clear my demons with.
God, give me a spiritual gift to clear my demons.
Okay, feel your hand got warm as soon as you said it. Both hands got warm. There we are. Okay, raise your hands up. You got a sword in one hand. You got a staff in the other. The staff lights things on fire and burns them off of you. The sword clears the demons, okay? Now just clear away. Use your gifts. Don't feel silly. Just go ahead and do it. There we are. Clear all around you. There we go. All through your body. There we go. There we go. There we go. Now look how you're feeling now. See how you're feeling?
Yes. A little lightheaded, but good.
Yeah. How quiet is your head?
Very quiet.
Okay. Now you're not stuck. Simple as that.
Wow.
Isn't that nice? No. Yeah.
That's extremely nice.
Yeah. You see, you got a big, real smile on your face. Now then, I want you to get this spiritual gift of oneness that everybody got in the beginning. I want you to get it. I want you to really get it. So just ask God for the spiritual gift of oneness.
Yeah. I can have a spiritual gift of oneness.
Imagine a birthday cake with one candle. It'd be like you're 1 year old, one candle. There we go. God lit it. Take it. Put it inside you. There we are.
Wow.
Now you're crazy happy. Feel that feeling?
I feel it.
Okay.
That's amazing.
Yeah. You don't need me anymore. You're on your own. You're good.
Wow. Thank Clear you, Gary.
Yourself. Clear yourself. Come to a retreat like your brother. You'll have fun. You'll learn a lot. It'll be good for you. It'll change your life. All right. Talk to you soon, buddy. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Perfect. So Benjamin, how's that? I fixed your world up. Good.
Thank you.
Yeah. We all need fixing from time to time. Yes, and so I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Michelle, who we got? Who we got? Benjamin, thank you.
Thank you, Ben.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, I have a whole list, Gary. I'm gonna start from last week. So Okay.
I don't mind. No, I'm good.
Thank you. Okay. I have, I'm sorry. Hold on. Court Clem. Court. Hey, Court. Thank you for being so
patient. Hey. Did I get you on mute right this time?
There you go.
Okay.
Hi, hey, buddy. Hey, how are you? How are you, buddy?
Oh, doing okay. But you remember last time I mentioned about my brother-in-law? He passed last afternoon. And I wanted to see if he just made it up or he's not earthbound. He was in a lot of pain and a lot of stress, and I'm worried.
Mm-hmm. No, I see him. He's in the garden in heaven, which means the garden in heaven is the transition part of heaven. It's like the Garden of Eden, if you would. And so I see him in this beautiful garden. I see him sitting there. I guess he's with your mother or grandmother, but an older lady. Who would that be?
I know his mother passed and his father passed.
Okay. Well, I see him with this woman that I think is his mom, and she's holding hands with him. So he's quite happy. He's good. And he is looking good. He is, he calls you, he's making jokes. He called you an old bastard. And he is making jokes because he is looking like he's 22 years old.
The cancer took a lot out of him. I'm glad he's
looking good. He ain't got that problem now. But
well,
He's happy. He says, don't grieve for him. He said, have a big party, because he is really happy where he is and with who he's with. He tells me he appreciates you. He can see your thoughts. He can see your light. Hello. He says he tells me he understands you better dead than he did alive, you know? And so he tells me, he says he's good. He says he's great. He's doing good.
Does he have any last or anything he didn't get a chance to say to his wife and his kids? Any last messages?
He said it's not over. It's only beginning. Okay. And he seems to think he can do more good from heaven than he could here. And so he's all up in it. I mean, he's having fun in his heaven. He realizes there's an angel dimension that he can go into and even come and see you guys. He's been experimenting a little bit with that, he shows me. So he's a chatty Cathy. He's talking. And he's telling me that, tell them I love them. They already know it. He's really, really happy. Maybe he's with his dad. He's with somebody with an old truck. I don't know what the old truck meant, but I see this old truck. Mean anything to you?
I think so. His dad had one. He had a lot of vehicles. So I think it was one of them.
Okay. Well, whatever this is. And so he's with him.
Well, I got a real question. I need your help. He left behind a hardware store. It's in a small town. The whole town depends on it. And I'm trying to unravel everything. Can we keep the store going? I mean, it'd be horrible if this thing closed.
Yeah, I think it can continue to work. It looks like there could be a family member that's interested in it. That's what's going to make it work. That's what I see. Okay. And so good luck. Good luck. I better go, buddy. Yeah. I got to go. I can't keep going. You know, because I got to talk to other people.
Okay. Thank you, Gary. I love you.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you. All right. Thank you so much, Gary. Okay. I got Mario Esteban. Hey, Mario. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Michelle. Hi, Gary. How are you?
Hey, Mario. How are you?
Gary, remember last week or a few weeks ago when you helped me awaken the healing ability?
Good. I remember.
Ever since that time, I keep hearing people, like their family members, having some issue, some kind of illness or something. Ever since that moment, I was like, well, is it something that I'm focusing? And it's just mentally what I've been doing is in my mind, I was going to their family member, even though I didn't know or I don't know how they look or how they are. But say one of my friends said that his father-in-law had heart problems, so I had just went in my mind and went like visualize his heart and healing it.
I see you. Yeah, you're a freak. You get this from, did I tell you? I think it could be a grandmother, but it also could be, it actually could be a grandmother and a grandfather. But I see you have really big healers in your family. If you go back a generation or two, does that make any sense? Do you know who these are? They were religious people.
I could go back in time. I did live with my grandparents. I didn't live with my parents. And prior generations, I believe they did have some kind of ability because they used to live in the mountains in Peru.
Imagine that. Okay. So they live in one of the most spiritual places with energy vortexes on Earth, you know? And so that's pretty amazing, you know? And so I see that they had those ancient Peruvian gifts, like Machu Picchu kind of thing, you know? But they had a lot of those gifts. And so if you think about them, now look how warm your hands got when you thought about them, you know? Yeah. That's what, feel that? That feels awesome. And so, yeah, see, now you feel really warm in your chest. Okay. Yep. Now, can you see the mountaintop that I see? I see a mountain. Can you see that? And so, and I heard tell him he has the gift of the mountain. Okay. And so this is a gift you can share with everybody. That's what oneness is. You have a gift. We got a gift. You got a gift. Pretty good trade out, right? No downside to it. That's how God's universe works. That's how God's universe works. And so there is a, there's a lot of beautiful, 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 beautiful light that is rolling through you, and is what I see. And and so now then, give me the gift of the mountaintop if you want to. Okay.
Yes.
Ah, okay. There we are. I give it back to you. And so, and now we're going to give it to everybody watching the call. Okay. And so that's that. And there we are there. And so if all you guys get the gift of this mountaintop, you're going to get these ancient gifts of healing from the mountaintops in Peru of your grandparents. And so there we go. Ah, now you feel this beautiful healing energy in your chest. There's like a crazy feeling. Feel that? That's pretty cool, right? There. That was good. That's really good. Really, yeah. Really good. What do you see? What do you see? You're seeing something. What are you seeing?
There's people getting their like their bodies different and receiving that.
Well, in that I actually see dark energies falling off of them. You know? I see the dark energies falling off of them. I even see my my leg that I've been going through, my healing with my leg and my foot. I see this changing, and I see it going very bright. Beautiful. Thank you for that. And I feel it getting warm. Perfect. Perfect. Awesome. Yeah. And so, but you have the real, this is a very real gift, a very big deal, real deal gift. Okay. And so, and this is a real special thing. And so, I feel good about it. I feel great about what you can do. I think you've only scratched the surface of what you can do, frankly.
I believe so, yeah. I was going to ask you, in those cases, I know I've been doing that mentally, but how or what should I do to heal those people? Like, in what would you do? How do you see it?
You'll know everybody's different. You're led. You're spiritually led, and you're going to just do what you feel good about. And so you're gonna do until you're done. And it's not up to us to do everything, because sometimes people have to do things a little bit for themselves, and they have to want it. So you can't make anybody believe, and you can't make anybody want it. And so that's up to them. But you can do your part. You can help facilitate the spiritual gifts and the light, and you do that part, and hopefully they'll do theirs, and then heaven will always do theirs. And so that's how it works. Okay.
Thank you.
You're beautiful. You're beautiful. Yeah. Where are you? Where do you live?
New Jersey.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're amazing. Yeah, you got a lot of freaky gifts. I look forward to seeing who you become. You know, I am enjoying who you are, and look really forward to seeing who you become, because I think you're going to become this real serious. Oh, I feel that. That's really nice. That's really nice. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm zapping you back. Feel that? There. We're healing each other up. Y'all get in on this. This is a good feeling. There we go. Thank you, buddy. Keep it up. Please keep tuning in. You bring a lot of light to our party. Please keep coming to it. Okay. Thank you for coming to Tapping In. Appreciate him. He's amazing. Freaky. You felt that, Michelle. That was crazy, right?
Even when I talk to him on the phone, I could feel his energy. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah. That's really, really good. He's like pulling that mountaintop Peru stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we are. Yeah. You know, I love the fact we're talking to so many people from everywhere in the world, every corner of the world. Thank you guys for tuning in from other countries. I really appreciate that. Thank you for tuning in, even if you're next door in this country. But you know, we're really tapping into a lot of gifts that are all over the planet. And, you know, it really is our planet. This week, I had a clearing that I did this week, which was really amazing. I can't tell you all the details because it'd take way too long. It'd be the whole show, frankly. I got in a fight with the biggest, baddest demons there are on the planet Earth. No one's ever cleared this particular group of demons, as according to God. And they were like, wow, you did it. And I'm like, I guess so. But it was painful. I was in a painful fight with these things. I even called Dean's here in North Carolina. I even called Dean and said, you got to come help me out. But it was really, it was something, right, Dean? You saw me doing it. And so, and helped me do it. You helped me clear the dark.
I've never seen you in that much physical pain while you were.
Yeah, it was so painful. I have to tell you, it was very painful for me. And because they were creating a hellish pain. And it wasn't easy. It was a tough one. So it let me know what could be in store for mankind, because it made me realize, and God said, this is the darkest part of hell. You just actually cleared the darkest part of hell off of earth. And it was physically painful. I mean, I'm yelling in pain. It was that bad. And I was clearing this energy, and as I finally beat through these layers and layers and layers of demons, and hundreds, if not thousands, of demons, and upside down pyramids, which are hell dimensions, but they were here in the physical. So we have to realize we can have heaven on earth, or we could have hell on earth. What keeps us away from hell on earth are, you know, our ability is our ability to bring in the light, bring in the love, and have oneness. Like this guy that we just talked to had these amazing gifts from, I saw this mountaintop in Peru. I didn't know where I was seeing the mountaintop, but I saw the mountain. And we got the gifts of the mountain. That's a major spiritual gift. If you go through your whole life and get that, you are a lucky person. And so we can share our gifts like that. Some of you guys possess amazing gifts. Some of you guys possess gifts bigger than I have, more than you think, oh God, Gary's gifted. He can do everything. Well, I don't know. Maybe you're gifted. You do everything. I've gotten gifts from you guys that are, you know, amazing. And I hope you've gotten gifts from me, but that's what it is. That's what oneness is. How does God's universes survive with all through the eons? God says it's really simple. We're one. If you're in God's universe, you have the ability to subscribe to this little theory called oneness. And if you're one with each other, it means you got the gifts that everybody's got. That you, I mean, you can share your gifts, they share their gifts, and that's what it is. And that's what we need to do with the planet. That's how we need to get along on the planet. This is how we need to think about things on the planet. And we have to think about the whole planet. I don't know if you guys noticed, the planet's getting smaller and smaller and smaller. The planet's like, it's not as big as what you think. You know, what happens on one side of the planet affects us on this side. And so even here on the, what's that?
I think that's why the world peace mandala Tibetan monks coming to your Ojai retreat is a big deal.
I think it's a big deal. I think it is a big, I think I really feel great about this retreat. I think that the monks know a lot more than I do. And I think that I have some gifts they may not have. And I want them to get all the gifts. If I can share every gift I got and then some, I am happy. And if I can learn from them and share their gifts, believe me, I'm going to be like giving them to you guys. If, as soon as I can get a gift, I've tried my best to figure it out. I'm really good at figuring out spiritual gifts, what they are, what they do, what they will do. And as I get these spiritual gifts, I want you guys to get them. And then I want you to teach everybody around you guys. I think you guys are falling down on your job at teaching other people. I really do. I think that you could share your gifts better. If I critiqued and bitched at you, I would bitch at you and say, share your gifts. You bitch about your, who bitches about their family members? Who bitches about their best friends? And who's got something? Everybody's raising their hand going, God, yeah, me, yeah. Anyway, Karen, let me talk to you. All right, I'm going to talk to you. Karen Fromm, let me talk to her. So you raised your hand real proud. Who bitches about their family members? I saw you go, hell yeah, me, right?
Yes, because right. I've got characters in my family. Yes.
Well, I know your family, so you do.
Yeah. They're legit, you know, characters. Yes, they are.
But what you just gotta clear them off. You gotta clear their energy. That's what you gotta do. And then you'll find it'll start to get better. You see?
I also put them in the healing circle, and that helps tremendously too.
Yeah.
Richard's group. Yeah, I throw them in there also. It's like I almost have to like throw them into a volcano first, pull them out in my mind, and then clear them.
And it seems like you're dunking them in a lot of holy water. So I think that's great. Richard's group is certainly great.
Yes, you know, I am. And brings in a lot of healing. Holy water, too.
I'm sure you do. And so, well, good for you. Here, I'm going to, this gift of oneness that you just got, right?
Yes.
When I look and see what it's done to your energy field, if you look where I'm looking, instead of seeing one birthday cake with one candle in the middle, which is what this gift looks like, yes. I see a million of them. See those?
Yes,
They're throughout all of your dimensions. So this gift is a dimensional gift that is very contagious, and it bleeds over to your higher dimensions. When I look at you, it's like crazy high right now. And watch, I'm gonna move it even higher and see what happens. You know,
oh my God.
How do we feel now?
I feel like butterflies in my stomach. Yes, it's amazing.
Yeah, and I've seen you starting to sweat a little bit. You're getting warm. Yeah, yes. Now you're on fire. Very feel clear. That? That's crazy. Yeah. Feel that?
Yes. Okay.
I see all of your dimensions now. So that lets me know. See, this gift of oneness, see, I've never experimented with it. I don't know. What does it do? I don't know. We can figure it out, though. This particular spiritual gift of oneness is infectious, and it bleeds over to everybody you know and everybody you will know.
Okay.
How quiet's your head? Feel how your head feels good?
Yes. And it's been buzzing lately a lot. My ears. Yes. Yeah.
Well, see, now I just see you all lit up. So this is going to change your life. This gift is a good gift. All right.
It's an awesome gift. Can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah.
What's going on with my back? Now they're lasering it. I had the oblation done on the nerves in the lower back. They disconnected it from the spine, all the nerve endings. And now it's my mid back that gets very fatigued. And now they're lasering that in my neck. But Wednesday after they lasered, I was in pain, like pain.
Mm-hmm.
Are they doing too much?
Well, I heard the words temporary. I heard the word temporary. So that's okay. You know, sometimes after a surgery, it hurts. And so, but it's just, but I see you getting right on through. That's what I see.
Good. Okay. Yeah, thank you. Okay. Thank you so much. Thank
good
you.
Luck. Good Take luck. Care. There we go. That's great. Who are we talking to, guys?
Thank you, Gary. I got a whole list, so I'm going to go to Juan Hernandez. Hey, Juan, thanks for being patient. How are you? Good to see you.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing, Gary?
Hey, I'm good. I'm good, buddy. Good to see you. Good to see you. What's your question?
Well, I want to know what my purpose is in life, and am I on the right track to finding it? I've got all this fuel in my tank, and I just got nowhere to go with it. I'm just going in circles.
Yeah, you're amazing. Where do you live?
Miami.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, you're in the right city to be going in circles.
Yeah, a lot of circles here. A lot of circles.
A lot of circles. I lived in Miami for a little while. Dean moved to Miami. He almost never left.
I love Miami.
That's hard to leave.
Yeah. I had this really cool condo. I had this really cool condo right on the beach. And I wasn't going to it a lot, frankly, because I was just so busy, I didn't have time to go. So Dean went down and he's like, oh my God, what's wrong with this?
Hello. Hi, Gary. You
know? Hey.
I don't know, somebody accidentally got unmuted. Keep going, Gary.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Anyway, so it was really crazy. So Dean goes down and so he hangs out in the condo for a weekend, and then he goes, I want to come here and live.
And I stayed there for like 6 months.
Yeah, so he stays there for 6 months, and he had a ball. I mean, it was just so Miami can be a lot of fun. My condo was a really cool condo. My landlord was RuPaul.
We were on like South Beach or like what?
I was on South Beach.
It was right on the Boulevard.
Yeah, it was really fun because I was doing a show in New York City with RuPaul. And the very famous drag queen and they said, well, you got to come and be part of our crowd that's in South Beach, because this is the most fun thing in the world. And I had just got a house at the time, and I couldn't, there's me and Rue and Jade Barrymore. And so, And so I, it was like, it was, it, so I did. And so Rue bought this condo and I rented it, and this was fun. But anyway, Dean had a ball there. You had a really, really good time. And so with you, you have a lot of things going on. What do you want to do?
You know, I like to travel. I like to help. Big into martial arts. I like to carry on. I like to help teach people protect themselves. So, you know, I don't know. Because I'm everything. I'm a builder. I'm a farmer. I do all kinds of things. I've got multi-businesses, just completely different fields. And I'm an actor, stuntman. I mean, I do everything and anything.
Oh, my God. You do everything.
Yeah, I just, I'm everywhere because I'm still searching for what I really, like, I don't have a passion for. I have a passion, I guess, for everything, but not passion for everything. You know what I mean? Can't find that.
Ask you. Here's what I want to, you know, I'm digging around trying to find it in my head. I'm having a hard time. And you know, I want you to ask God for the spiritual gift of your path, your golden path. Just, and yet imagine this golden brick road. And so, but I see you just ask God for the spiritual gift of your path. Just say, God, give me the spiritual gift of my path, please. Say it now.
God, give me the spiritual gift of my path. Please.
Oh, oh no, you got like 20. Oh, here's the problem. You got like 20 paths. You got all these golden roads leading you. The only thing you need is a secretary to help you sort it out. You know? And so that, I'm serious. You probably really need a really rock star secretary or a rock star assistant. And so, but I see all these golden roads coming to you. It looks like that. It looks just like that. And so all those little swiggles, those are golden roads. And that's what you have around you. So you got the spiritual gift of a million golden paths. So I don't think I solved your problem. I think I probably enhanced it. But at least you'll find this connection. You'll find these major connections and you'll stop. You won't waste any time. And you're getting better at not wasting time. You can feel it. And you go, and there it is. Right? You're
getting better. I don't think very long at all. I just
do it. Yep.
You go.
But I don't think this is bad. You're just different than other people. You're one of these people that's going to have multiple golden roads, and you're going to run down them all and be able to do them all. So I feel really, really good about it. I think what you have to ask God for abundance. I want you to do that. Ask God for abundance.
God, can I have abundance?
Please.
Abundance, please.
I see a giant pile of golden bricks coming down around you. They formed a pyramid around you. Okay? This is a certain spiritual gift. Notice how I saw you starting to sweat. Feel how warm you got? Feel that? Okay, that's just going to bring your money to you. And so I just see this bringing in kind of crazy money and crazy fast. Really good. Really good. Listen to how quiet. Yeah, it looks like that.
I carry that. You know, I'm good at, I'm pretty strong. I can carry all that.
Good. Feel how quiet your head is?
Yeah. So
there you go.
Now, I've had this like, feel like I still have these nightmares though, like these crazy dreams that there's always I'm always in a battle. Like I'm in this big, I'm always in a war with some different things.
Well, the reason you're in a battle, those are the battles. That's like the spiritual battle I talked about that I got in this week with the worst demons that exist, right? And that's because these entities, these dark energies, these demons that are real demons are moving in trying to create a hell on earth so that you can't have your heaven on earth. So when you feel those energies infiltrating you, then when you sleep, you're fighting those in your sleep.
Yeah.
You see? You can also clear them when you're awake. Let me get you the spiritual gifts to clear those with. Is that okay?
Sure. Please.
Okay. Yeah. And so just say, God, please give me the spiritual gifts to clear the demons that haunt me.
God, please give me the spiritual gift to clear these demons that haunt me.
Okay. Raise your hand up. And now you're getting a giant sword that goes into the sky. and you look like King Kong right now. See how big you are? There you are. So you can imagine that. You can see that in your mind's eye. So you've got this gigantic sword. This sword will clear the planet and the universe. And so now then I see you clearing the Milky Way galaxy with it. There you go. And you're going to find, see how big? And then just take it, and it's a sword. Move it around and around and around and just clear. There you go. There you go. Sinus is open. Hands are hot. Face got warm. Now you're clearing the whole world. There we are. It looks much like that illustration right there. And it's a big giant sword. It's a crystal sword. And it actually, now this is a bizarre sword. I hadn't seen this particular one. It actually shoots balls of fire. And so it'll shoot like a ball of fire out and blow up anything negative. And so there we are. So you're actually filling up black holes with that sword. That's a sword. I'm glad to have that sword. And so there we are. You guys should ask for that sword. The sword that it actually clears these dark holes, if you would, fills up these black holes in the universe. There we are. There we are. You're a freak. There we are. There. See, now look how good you feel right now. Head's really quiet right now. Feel how quiet your head is. Oh, I think we may have muted back. Are we good? There we are.
Oh, he's there.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Feel how good? You feel really good though, right?
Great, thank you.
Yeah.
I felt a bit of a nervous while we were doing it. My gut was kind of tight, but I feel more relaxed now. It was good.
Yeah, you cleared everything messing with you. That's what that was. Yeah. Well, you get to keep.
I'm not scared of them. They're just always there.
Well, now they won't necessarily always be there, and you'll feel the difference because you can get rid of them.
And so I have this sword on me now. It's mine. It's my gift.
It's yours. You get to keep it. Take it, put it in your chest, and when you need it, pull it out, use it. There we are. There you go. You got it. Yeah, you're going to be really good at this. But use your spiritual gifts to clear your energy, clear the whole planet, and clear other people around you. And you're going to find that this is pretty easy to do for you. And so, but this is the thing you've been fighting with. And so you think you think, oh my God, I'm crazy or something or whatever. Why am I doing this? No, you're right on the money. You're right on the money. You just needed that gift to do it with. And so it's all about the gifts. That's what it's about. And so you'll be fine. If you get a chance, it's really important. Read this book, Secrets from God, Your Keys to Heaven.
Just got it.
Oh, good. Okay, read it. And it's a good idea. This is a book where you'll read it. And read it again, and then read it again. Every time you read it, you'll get different gifts and different things that happen. It's a magical book. It really is. And Dean and I wrote this 20-some years ago, but it still stands very true to this day. And it was funny because when we wrote this book, we were in Ojai, right where we're having the spiritual retreat.
I'll be there with you.
Perfect. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, good. I look forward to seeing you there. Perfect. You'll learn a lot. You're going to freak at what you learn, actually. This is going to be good for you.
I'm excited. I'm super excited. This is a new journey for me. This is a new spiritual journey I've never been on. So I'm really excited.
Well, I'm so happy. You know, my favorite thing is to just hold everybody's hand while they're going on the journeys. And I end up getting to go on your journey, which is always fun. So good luck, buddy. I look so forward to it. Here we are. Thank you, buddy. Thank you for everything.
Juan.
I appreciate you.
Appreciate you too.
He really meant it when he said, "I appreciate you." I love that.
I can feel he's so good. It's like you can't help but love him.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's great. And so many times I'm so lucky to work with you guys, and because I do love you, and I appreciate your love. I can feel it, and I really do appreciate it. And so I just see all this light coming in, and said, "Boy, there's a lot of light that came in with him. That was crazy. A lot of light coming in with everybody tonight." Who are we talking to, Michelle? Who are we talking to, girl?
I've got Nicholas Richard. Thank you for being patient, Nicholas. How are you?
Super good, super good.
Oh, he was in my head. I saw you.
Mind, Gary.
Yeah. Yeah. Gary, what's your question? What's going on, Nicholas?
I just want to say you're hilarious. I ever since I got on this, I'm like, I can't stop laughing and smiling. It's like,
good. Good. Yeah. Let me infect you with laughter and smiling and happy. You know, that's what I want to do. That's what I want to do. And so, and I think you're the same way. And so where are you? What city are you in?
I'm in New Brunswick, Canada, Moncton.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'm glad to talk to you. What's your question tonight?
My question was, I was actually just listening to the show you did with Kevin and during Christmas.
Oh, that
And
was fun.
And I was gonna ask if you could help me clear, because I started a business and I feel like I'm kind of swimming upstream a little bit when it comes to bringing money in and keeping money specifically. And I was gonna ask if you could kind of see something there and help me clear that with
I
whatever's
can
going
clear you. I can clear your blocks, okay?
on.
And so you have some blocks, and I'm getting rid of. You have six blocks in six different dimensions. If you'll notice the back of your neck and your hands are buzzy right now, feel that? See? And you'll feel the back of your neck warming up. Yeah, right. Like it's crazy. Now it got. It's like somebody turned on the switch and it got hot. Feel that? Okay, that's how your God cord comes down to your head. If you read this book, Secrets from God, Your Keys to Heaven, it talks about 10 dimensions. You had six of your dimensions blocked. And when you have those dimensions blocked, you'll block love, money, happiness, everything, all kinds of stuff. And so I just unblocked your dimensions because I can do it real fast. And so when I cleared all that stuff, it's nothing you can't do. And you're gonna be fine. Now you got a brand new spirit slipping into your body. Okay? You could sort of feel it kind of wiggling in. Feel that?
I'm like dizzy.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the reason you're dizzy, let me explain to you what dizzy is. Dizzy is you had your dimensions going backwards, counterclockwise. Counterclockwise is a negative spiral, pulls in everything bad, throws out everything good. Now those turned around, and when they turned around, they made your head dizzy. You see? And so we turned them around. Now they're pulling in everything good and throwing out everything bad. And that's the reason, like right now, listen to your head. How quiet? Right? Totally quiet. So you got this new spirit, looks a little bit like that. And your new spirit is moving down into your body. Just ask God for it. Say, God, may I have my golden spirit, please?
God, may I have my golden spirit, please.
There it goes. And it rolls right into your body. Face got real warm. Feel that?
Oh my God.
Yeah. Feel it? There
Wow.
we go. And it just moved right into your body. And you're going to feel very different, but very good. And you'll find your money blocks, you'll see your way through that pretty quick, is what I see. What is your business? What do you do?
We paint homes. I have a
Oh,
painting.
okay. Good. Do you need more business or do you need some help that helps you do it? Or
Both.
both?
I think
Both,
both.
yeah.
Well,
I think
actually,
both.
a little bit of what's going on is I recently I have a partner that kind of teamed up with me, and he's been getting all my work and he's been doing a great job. And then, I wanted to give back to him, so I'm putting him on salary to be able to, get his dreams to come true at the same time and kind of have that flow nicely. And now I'm hiring other people to do the work, and now there's just like this uncertainty creeping in of if we're going to be able to get the work for to provide to them. And
But
then
what you did, let me tell you what you did. You shot yourself in the foot. He's amazing, okay? And you were one with him. Perfect harmony. All good. And then when you start to add these other people, not so good. Not perfect harmony. They're not one with you. They don't share your dreams. They don't share his dreams. You guys just got to tighten it back up for a minute. And then with the vibration you have going now, you'll be able to attract out of the earth angel, if you would, dimension, you're going to be able to attract some perfect help. So ask God to bring you perfect help.
God, please bring me perfect help.
There you go. You got really warm that fast. See? Yeah, so you manifested it. That's how you manifest things. Get your energy right, and if you've got somebody you're one with, like your partner there, I like him. But if you had something that was working, go back to a little bit of what you were doing and then move forward and start training people up, and I see you being fine. And so
So let me.
I used to have painters that worked for me for years. I ran painting shops. I painted grand pianos. And so, and I learned that a painter that painted a car could paint a grand piano. So I had painters that worked for me. They're all a little crazy, frankly. And so, you know, I think it's from the fumes. I don't know. But anyway, but I see you being able to get through it. I see you nailing it is what I see.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. What else? You had a question. What was the thing?
Yeah. I mean, another thing was kind of just like, I'm looking for a soulmate. I just want adventure in that. And it's, there's feeling like there was something just kind of holding me back from going into that and getting that in my life. I don't know.
How old are you?
I'm only 21.
And you're not married yet and you don't have 6 kids? What the hell's wrong with you? You're an old maid. No, you're being ridiculous.
Yeah.
I heard smell the roses, kick some tires, drive a few cars. take your time, buddy. You know, chill your go. You're gonna be fine. You'll find a soulmate. It'll happen. And not that you can't find one at 21. You can. But it just feels like that you've got some things to do first. You know. And so take your time and you'll find it'll all show up. That's what I see. Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah, you're handsome. You're not gonna have a problem finding a soulmate. You know, there's all these girls online right now. All these girls are like on the show going, well, give me a damn number. You know, and so you're gonna find your way. Okay.
Thank you, Gary.
All right. Take care. There's one boo-boo from a previous relationship. Maybe it was a high school relationship or something that hurt your feelings. And so I'm going backwards here. Let me clear that. Is that okay? There we go. Okay, there. Now, see how your heart got warm?
Yeah.
Yeah, now you can find things easier. There, good luck.
Okay, thank you.
Good luck. Good luck, buddy.
Cool. Thank you, Nicholas.
He's amazing. He'll be able to do all kinds of stuff. That's really, really cool. Oh, God. So ask me questions about things you really care to know about when you're asking me questions. Do that. And I think that's good. My chair is eating me alive here. Anyway.
Are you sliding out the chair, Gary?
I think so. You know, pretty soon I'll be like, you'll see me, like my little eyes are peeping out over the top. Anyway, there we are. Who are we talking to? Who are we talking to, Michelle?
Oh, Michelle took a break for a second, but Amy is next. Amy?
She can't take a break. What is she doing? Anyway.
She ran to the restroom. Please unmute yourself, Amy.
Hey, Amy. What you doing?
Hi.
Hey, girl. What you doing? What's your question?
I have a dog that ran away a while ago, and we haven't had any sightings. And I was just wondering if you see that we get him back or that he's safe.
He's still alive, which is good.
Yes, and we just have not been able to find him, though we look constantly. So I don't know. Can you send him home?
What kind of dog is he?
It's an Airedale Terrier. Mm-hmm. His name's Buddy.
Oh, all right.
We only had him 8 days, and then he got out of the fence.
He's close by. He's not far away from your house. He's about 6 or 7 doors away from you. And okay. So he's in a backyard of wherever I'm seeing him. But he's not very far away. I found a lot of animals for people. So he's kind of close by. And so if you got to canvas the neighborhood a little better, and you got to put out some flyers of him. You have any pictures of him?
Yes, actually. And we have a ton of flyers out.
Okay, good.
Actually, intersection signs is what we have put out. There's a charity group that has been helping us. We've been kind of following their lead.
Yeah, because it feels like you're going to have some magic with it. Let me light it up. Sometimes you worry so much that you unlight. You know what I mean? You're a worry wart, right? And absolutely. And so... Yeah, so you hex your own stuff. See, when you worry about it, it's the same thing as mojoing yourself. I'm going to unmojo you. Is that okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. I'm just pulling this off you. There we go. Say the dog's name, Buddy.
Buddy.
One more time.
Buddy.
Please come home.
Buddy, please come back. Please come
There we
home.
go. Now you're hot. Feel it?
Very hot.
There you go. I managed to get light in but from you to Buddy and back to you. And so in an infinity way. You had mojoed it with your worry. Don't worry, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Stop it. Stop it. You get that from your mother. And so make sense?
Yes, but I never thought of my mother as a worrier.
She was.
I don't know, she hit it well.
Well, I just see you're worrying about you, you know. And so there was a lot of worry projections. And so sometimes we get it from our family members. And okay. But I just, you know, don't worry. Stop worrying, you know. Yeah, don't do that because it don't help you. It hurts you. There we go. Okay. Now you look better. There we go. Good luck. Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Hey. Thank you.
Good luck, honey. Good luck.
Aww.
I feel better.
Yeah.
I love dogs.
Good job, Gary.
You're such a dog freak.
You should show them Gus's new haircut, Gary.
Gus looks ridiculous. You know my big fuzzy.
He looks cute.
You know my big fuzzy dog. Well, anyway, we took him to the groomer, and they actually gave him a haircut, and he looks. I don't know. He looks like a different. I don't know who he is.
He looks young. He looks
like a puppy.
Looks like a puppy.
He looks like Bella.
Here, Bella's like, right here. Here, Bella, look at your daddy. Yeah, she's on her period. Oh, her diaper just fell off.
Oh, anyway, well, she's there. We are, and so, but Bella's Gus's daughter.
Yeah.
And now he looks like Bella. You know, before he looked like this big, fuzzy, cool. He looked like me. They gave you a haircut. I don't think he's happy about it. He's been like,
he's sad. He's been sad for a day.
He's sad about it. He's like, what did you do? What did you do to me? Oh my God. Here we are.
Cute.
Yeah, you'll be all right. You'll be okay. Your hair grow back too. It's all right.
It was just very mad at, and it just got out of control. So,
yeah, he was having a bad hair day. I can relate anyway.
And it's all my fault. I took him to the groomer. Sorry.
Dean sent him to the groomer and didn't tell me. And so he didn't tell you either, Gus. I'm sorry. It's Dean's fault. You have to bite him. Okay.
I'm going to buy him a big sweater.
Yeah, I think he's cold. I think he is cold, you know?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Give him a sweater.
He's got a little shiver. There we are. Anyway, there we
Honey,
go.
Bella should have a sweater in there that he could wear.
Okay. I'll find it after the show.
Anyway, so we should be talking to people when we're playing with the dog. Anyway,
I right. know. I have a whole list of people, too.
Who's okay. next, Michelle?
Thank you. I got Angie Vasquez. Hey, Angie. Thanks for being so patient. How are you?
Hi, good. I'm doing good.
Hey, girl.
Hi, Gary.
Hey, so, what's your question, honey?
I've had a little situation going on. I've lost my job of over 18 years, and I just literally feel like if my world is coming down on me.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're crazy a little bit. I love you. But I see you can get about 20 jobs.
Yeah.
Right?
I would assume so based on my experience, but the way it's happened and just everything that I feel around me, I feel like it's holding me back.
You are. You hate change, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The universe is changing you from your old job to your new job, and you're kicking and screaming and losing your mind for no reason. I really mean it. When I looked to see you, if you would get a job and what I could do to help you get a job, I heard, tell her to shut up. Okay, shut up. That's what I heard in my head, right? And move on with it, because I see really 20 jobs. In the whatever field you work in, you're so good at what you do. You are a rock star at what you do. Everybody tells you that, right?
Yes.
It's because it's the truth. So you're going to be able to get a job where you make twice as much money.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
No, it's actually amazing. But, you know, just having the responsibility right now, not having any income.
No, you make no sense. You sound like a crazy person. I love you. I'm on your side. I'm on your side. So I'm going to try to shake you, scream at you, yell at you, and wake you up so you move the hell on.
Yeah.
You will get paid twice as much in your new job. Two times. Yeah. Two times is okay. Why not do that?
I've been trying. I have been sending my resume, doing all these applications online, and it just, again, I just feel like the way it was done.
You're pissed off with the old job.
Yes.
Okay. As long as you're pissed off with the old job, you're mojoing the new job.
Yeah.
Okay. And so I'm going to clear the energy, and then you have to change your thinking. Okay. All right. I'm gonna pull this off you. The old job, crazy stuff, nuts, unfair, whatever. They're a little psycho. You worked with psychos for a while, you know, makes sense.
Yeah.
And so there, I'm just pulling this off you. There we go. You feel light. See how light you feel? Okay. Now then, repeat after me.
I will
shut the hell up.
Shut the hell up.
And move on. Okay. Now, how warm are your hands? Feel your hands get warm?
Yes.
And I see your whole body's hot. I see your face sweating. Okay.
Yes.
Now then, I got rid of the blocks and I got rid of your mojo where you had hexed yourself. And you hate it when things are unfair and you were treated unfairly.
Yeah.
That's the reason the universe, see, sometimes the universe does this. You got to look at this different. God, the universe, whatever you call it, moved you out of this bad place with these negative people that were dishonest. And so, make sense?
Yes.
And so it moved you out of there and moving you into a good place where you make twice as much money.
Yes.
I will
move on, look for a better job.
And shut the hell up.
Shut the hell up.
There. That's all you gotta do. Shut the hell up. Go get your new job. That's what this is about. The universe, now you can breathe. Notice how you can breathe suddenly. Feel that?
Yeah.
See? Honey, I'm getting rid of all the blocks that you created with yourself. You don't like change. You've been in that job for 18 years. They were terrible. And you stayed in a terrible place for a long time beyond your energy's not putting up with you.
Yeah.
That's all that's going on. It's you. It's not the old job. It's not those idiots. It's you. Your energy is not putting up with you. And this is a problem a lot of people have. You see? You're better than this, and you're going to now go find a job. You'll see next time you call me and talk to me, you're going to go, I got my job. Yippee. Okay. Life is good. And I got paid twice as much, you see. But I see you nailing it. So go do that. Okay.
Thank you so much, Gary.
Now I see three jobs coming to you in the next week. If you go for it.
Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it.
I appreciate you. All you need is one. I see three. Okay.
Yes. Yes, looking forward to that. I feel like a lot falls on my responsibility.
That's all nice, but now you're talking. Shut up. Shut the hell up.
Okay, can you at least just clear my kids and my husband and make sure they're okay?
They're okay if you just do one thing. What would that thing be?
Shut up. But I have to pray for them.
No, you gotta aggressively shut up. You gotta shut the hell up. Okay. Say it again.
I have to shut the hell up.
Bingo. There you are. You're good. I love you. You're going to be fine.
Go get your job. I'll give
you one. I see you getting three jobs. I see you getting three. Just get one. Hell, you're fine.
Thank you. Thank you so much for all your help, Michelle, too. I really appreciate conversations and everything. So thank you, everyone. I love you guys all.
Thank you.
What city are you in? Where is she?
I'm actually in Lake Elsinore, California.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, you had helped us out when we moved back to California from Nevada. You kept saying that there was a bunch of mountains around my place, our house and stuff. And we've been here for 18 years. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad, first of all, I've been around that long. And I'm glad that you've been talking to me that long. So anyway, yes. I appreciate you. Trust me. All you got to do is shut up and you're fine. Okay.
I'll shut up. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Anthony.
Your husband's in love with me right now. Your husband's like, oh my God, he's telling her what I needed to say. You know, anyway, good luck. That's funny. Husband's like, oh my gosh, what can I do to help him? She's saying something. Anyway, appreciate you. Who are we talking to? That was funny.
Thank you, Gary. I'm going to put Jersey Jasmuke. I don't know if I said that right, but Jersey. Hey, how's it going? Thank you for joining us. Where are you from?
We can't hear
us. Oops. Yeah, can you hear us?
He unmuted, but I don't know if he set up his microphone. Is your microphone connected?
I see him talking, but I don't hear anything.
And he unmuted, but maybe he forgot to set up microphone. We can't hear you. But Jersey, I would log out and then log back in, and then we'll spotlight you again, okay?
He's logging from his phone.
Oh, okay.
All right.
All right.
So when he logs back in, then we'll put him back on.
Okay. Sounds good. We'll come back to you, Jersey.
Yay.
Okay. Don't worry. I have a lot of people. So the next one's Mary Beth. Hey, Mary Beth Lindsay. How are you? Good to see you. Thanks for being so patient since last
time. Hey. Hi, Gary. I'm new to your group. I saw you the first time with Kevin, and I felt an incredible connection to you. I called your office and felt your wound in my leg, and so started sending you healing energy for it.
Thank you.
I take care of my daughter. She's a ventilator-dependent quadriplegic, mm-hmm. and I'm about to set off for some medical patents. I have two of them, and I wanted to know if they will be successful and bring us prosperity.
One of them will work fast, and it's the one that's the logical one. There's one that just makes sense. It's easy. You can do it, right?
Right.
That one. And so do that one. And the other one makes a lot of sense, but it don't make a lot of money. And so there you are. You know which one it is already.
Yes, I do. I do. And I was wondering if you would clear my energy.
Yeah. Easy to do. You're a sweetheart.
Thank you.
You are such a sweetheart. There we go. I got you cleared up. You're looking good. There's a God matrix that showed up, and you're the first person this happened to all night. But when your energy is so high, when I talk to you, you'll find this beautiful God light energy that looks like a sunshine, and it's got mm-hmm. these rays coming from it. Can you see that? Can you imagine that?
Yes, I can. I can feel it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so this just moved into your body. And so this will give you the ability to manifest anything you want. So if you want this patent to work, just say, God, I'd like this patent to work I'm working on, please.
God, I'd like this patent to work that I'm working on, please.
He said, deal. There. One of your hands got really warm. Feel that?
Yeah, both of them.
Oh, okay. I see God shaking hands with you. So he went deal. Every now and then he'll say things. He'll say that. He'll go deal. And then believe me, that deal will work. That deal will work when he says that. So I just feel great about it. Looks good. I see you working with two bigger companies. It looks like a bidding war with your thing. And so that's how I see it working. Do you have an agent in between? You have a broker helping you?
I do not yet. I had an attorney that I'd spoke to several years ago when I was down on my luck, and I was going to recontact him now that I have the money to pay for the patent. Or I was going to ask you and Gary if you knew, I mean, you and Kevin, if you knew somebody who was good.
Well, I think what you might find is somebody more qualified than the attorney you were dealing with back then.
Okay.
I feel a different attorney. And if you feel like that attorney deserves something after you make a lick, give him some money. You know, you're better off to do it that way. But I see you finding an attorney that's very connected. And I think you're going to be able to do it online. Weirdly, I think you're just going to find him. And so, but it feels good to me. It looks really good. Okay.
Okay. And then I'd like to give you a gift. Let me work with your leg for a second.
Yeah, my hands got real hot and my chest got real warm. Thank you. There we go. There, and I see this golden light moving over my body. I feel good, and I'm smiling. There, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome.
I can, thank you. Yeah, and I can. Yeah, you have a beautiful gift of healing. Thank you for it. I love you. All right. Yeah, my sinus is open. There we go. Feel slightly teary now, which means you did a healing. That was good.
Yeah.
That was good. Now you got real hot. That means you're feeling what I'm feeling. There we are. See, that's the way it works with healing, guys. I don't have the market cornered on healing. You guys can heal too. Do it. Use your energy. Learn your gifts. You can figure your gifts out. You just figure them out. You just work with people and you figure, this is how this works. Beautiful gift. Appreciate you. Where do you live?
Oh, sorry. Michelle.
She's in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Oh, okay. Oh, that's okay. I just want to know what part of the country you're in. You're in Wisconsin. That's great.
McHenry, hey. Illinois.
good. Who we thank got, Michelle? We got to run through some people pretty quick.
Yes, thank you. Before I go back to Jersey, I'm going to put Bezad on because it's 5 o'clock in the morning and they haven't slept. So thank you for being
Bezad. Hey, buddy, in Iran. You're in Iran, right? Where are you? Yes? Iran?
It's 5 a.m. in Iran.
Iran. Okay, there we are. Good to talk to you. Good to talk to you. And so, what's your question, buddy?
We want to clear our blocks. They doesn't let connect to source. We can't connect to source.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the deal. If you want to connect to the source energy, the source energy is like the energy that Esther Hicks, you know, I don't know if you ever read Esther or read any books of hers, but she's amazing. And so and she channels the source, which is Abraham. And so I can talk to the source as well. And I met the source through Dean, actually. The source was coming and Dean was at, you know, working with the source and learning all these things. And I was out on the road and I felt like I was putting forest fires out with my face. It was rough. I was out on the road and I'm like, good Lord, I can't find any light anywhere on this planet. This was rough. This was years ago. And Dean's like, I got all the light in the world. I've connected to this new entity, deity called the source. And oh my God, this is amazing, right? And I will, could you share it with a brother? What's up with you? You know, so Dean, of course, then managed to finally tell me about the source. And I become very good friends and worked with the source for several years and learned the source gifts. So do you want the gift of the source?
Yes.
Yes. Is that okay?
Energy source.
Okay. Okay. Here's what I see. I see the source coming down right in front of you. You got warm. Your friend even got warm. See, the whole room got warm. You're in. Feel it? That's the source. And he's sitting, he's in front of you. He's in front of you there on the floor on one knee. He's on one knee. It's what he's standing there, but he's on one knee and he's handing you guys a sword. Your friend can see it. Your friend can see spiritually. Crazy. Do you know you can? Do you know your buddy can see things spiritually?
Yes, yes.
You know you can see spiritually. That's pretty cool. All right. So see the source there handing you a sword? He's not handing you a sword like this. He's not handing the sword to you like this. He's handing the sword to you like that. See? He's holding it this way, long ways. And he's like, hand me that little sword. Uh-oh. Where'd we go? And the sword, he's wearing a golden armor. Yeah, just like that. He's wearing this golden armor. Perfect. Good. But he's handing you a sword. Like if this is the sword, right? If this is the sword, he's handing you the sword like this. And it's a big sword. It's bigger than this one. This is the only one I had. And so, but he's handing you the sword like this. Okay. So reach with both hands and get the sword. There you go. You got it. Your friend got it. Your friend grabbed it right then. Okay. So now take that sword. You saw it, right? You could see it in your head. You could see it. Your friend can see it in his head. Okay. Okay. Now take it and pull it into your chest. Okay. Okay. Now then you can move it from side to side. This gives you source energy and lights up your world. This is big. All you guys should watch this, do this at the same time, and this is going to really make a difference in your world. And so just say, source, please give me your gift of your sword. Source, please give me the gift of your armor. He has golden armor, and you can also get the gift of the armor. Now I've got both of you guys with the gift of the armor. Okay, you look good. I got you lit up. You're good. You're good. That was big.
Yeah, but, Gary, I have another question. Please invite Kevin to next Zoom.
To next what?
Zoom.
Oh, to the next today. Zoom. Oh, yeah. He's actually, well, he's on a trip right now, resting a little bit. I don't know if I can talk him into it. He's in Hawaii. I don't know if he meant to tell anybody that. I'm sorry. But anyway, but yeah, oops. And so, but so I don't know. Let me see. Let me see what he's doing. Okay. All right.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you.
I love you guys. Thank you, Gary.
Love you too.
Thank you. This guy can, yeah, I'm glad you can see. You got your spiritual vision. That's crazy. That's yeah, nice. All right, who are we talking to?
We're going to go back to Jersey since he went on a different one. Hi, Jersey. Can you unmute this time? Okay, here. Honey, did you click the unmute?
Yep, here. Let me click it again. Unmute.
Okay.
There we go. I clicked it.
Okay,
so there now.
Hey.
Hey, buddy. Hey, how are you? Where are you?
I'm Poland. I come from Poland.
Mm.
On Poland in it's 4 o'clock morning.
Oh, well, thank you for staying up with us. Thank you for staying up with us. What's your question? What's your questions? I don't want to lose you. What's your question?
Possibility. So, Gary, I have a situation in my family. I'm living only in my mother in home, and this relation it's not good because I remember when she beat me when I a child, and I don't feel good. I feel angry. I scream for her.
Yes.
I scream on the past. I still remember on the past. I won't close the past, but
you feel the traumas. You got the traumas. Yeah. All right. Yes. I see it. Yeah. You know, like people talk about their mom or their dad abusing them. My father would make all you guys, family members that beat you when you were little, they would look like Bambi. Trust me, my father was tough. My father was very, very aggressive, very negative. Stories I wouldn't even tell on the air. And so I get it. I really, really get it. It's really important to forgive them. And so I'm going to clear this off of you. You're going to help me though, right? You're going to help me? Okay. You want to get rid of it?
Yes, okay. Yes.
All right. I'm going to help you out here. There we go. There we go. Oh yeah, you're a mess. There we go. There we go. And there we go. Just say I am not the victim. I want you to say that. I am not a victim.
I am not a victim.
Very good. Look how warm you got. See? You got very warm, very light, now warm. There we are. And now then, I'm clearing this away. Ask God for the ability to forgive your mom. For the gift. Ask for the gift to forgive her. There we go. Very good. Now ask out loud. God, give me the gift to forgive my mom.
God, give me the...
gift?
Give me the gift for the...
Forgive my mom.
Forgive my mom.
Okay, there we
go. God, give me the gift for forgive my mom.
Okay, now look how warm you're getting. See? I see you sweating, warming up. See? And now I see a giant ball of light moving down inside of your body. and God's handing you a brand new heart. He's handing you a brand new heart. Reach and get the heart and put it in your chest. Okay? There we are. Put it in your chest, buddy. Put it right in your chest. There we go. There we are. There. Ah, look how good that feels. See? There we go. Yeah. You needed a new heart. God gave you a brand new heart. You're going to be fine. You'll be fine with your mom. You'll be able to forgive her. Now just say, I forgive her. Just say, I forgive her.
I forgive her. I forgive her.
There we are. In there.
I forgive her.
And you can say, I forgive you, mom.
I forgive you, mom.
There we go. That worked. Okay, there we go. Now your chest is hot. Feel how warm your chest is?
Yes, I feel this.
Yeah, you're going to be fine, buddy. Now you feel slightly teary, and that's the healing. Now you'll have a healing that will allow you to move on, not have these traumas, okay?
Okay.
So there we go. I appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you for checking us out. Thanks for tapping into Tapping In, okay? And so... Yeah, let me know how you're feeling. Check in with us next week or next week and let me know how you're feeling, okay?
Thank you, Jersey.
Hey, good luck, buddy. Good luck in Poland. Yeah, isn't that crazy? He's in Poland.
I love how everybody's from all over the world. Thank you.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, Poland's so cool. What do you know about Poland, Michelle? Anything?
I haven't been there, but they're nice people.
Oh, they are nice people. I haven't been there.
Nice people.
But they're nice people. They are nice people. Yeah.
Very peaceful.
That's great. All right. Who else we got? Who else we got?
Thank you. I do have quite a few, but can I go ahead and put Stephen Beatty on? Stephen Beatty. Hi, Stephen. Thank you.
Hello. Thank you.
Hello, you are, buddy. How are you? How's your kid?
I'm good. Thank you. Well, he's doing well. We've not had any big meltdown since you worked on him 2 weeks ago. So thank you so much.
Yeah, let me
still work on him a bit.
Yeah, let me work on him again. There we go. I just did. I just cleared him up. There we go.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah, ask me your question real quick, because then I got to hit a bunch of other people real quick.
Well, I just wonder if you can help me to see and hear. I'm going through all the meditations. I've joined the Enlightenment group. I'm reading the books, but I seem to have a block. And I try and see or hear anything.
Well, you're backwards in your body, and I turned your spirit around. You got a new spirit, but it's backwards. And so I just turned it around where it's face on. Yeah, now it'll be easy for you. It's really simple. That was the only problem. Yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant. Thank you so much.
It was very minor. You're going to be fine. Okay? All right.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you.
Got light in your eyes now. So before you didn't have any light in your eyes because you had eyes on the back of your head. And so now I turned your spirit around to where your spirit matches your body. You're going to be fine. Okay? Anyway, good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Gary. Appreciate you.
Yeah, you take care, buddy. That's cool.
Thank you.
That was cool. That's easy. Yeah, I wish it was almost that easy. Lord. Anyway, who are you talking to, Michelle?
Thank you. Andre Ortiz. Andre, can you turn on your video so that we could spotlight you? Andre Ortiz. Okay, moving on. I'm going to Julio Rico. Julio, thank you for being so patient.
Hey, Julio. Oh, I was looking at you. I wanted to say hello to you. Yeah, Julio, where are you? Where are you?
Hello. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, Julio, where are you located in the world?
From Canada. This is my second time joining your Zoom.
Oh, glad you're here. Thank you for being here. What's your question, buddy?
Yeah, actually, there's a lot of release already in me.
Thank you.
And my question is I would like to ask if you could also remove the blocks that's running in my energy field.
Okay, easy to do. You're easy to work on, okay? I just cleared a bunch of different blocks, and you've had some breakthroughs lately. I don't know if you know it, but I see you breaking through dimensions lately, going into higher spaces. So your thinking is not as high as your energy is. So you have to think higher. If you look up, look up and just imagine light. Go higher, 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 right there. See that light? Yes. See all that light? Okay, that's where you meditate at, okay? Meditate from that space. And so when you, now look how you feel now. Crazy good, see?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You just got to go to a higher energy field. And now you got some big, giant higher selves that moved in with your physical body. You'll find it will be very easy for you. You just weren't going high enough.
Oh, and so, that's why.
Yeah, you were worried that you weren't gifted enough. No,
yeah.
You're gifted too much, and your thinking was not as big as your gifts. You see what I'm saying? And so you're exactly opposite. It's kind of crazy, right? It's a, so you just got to go higher, and now you'll find everything will make sense. All the places you're trying to go to and get to, buddy, you're already there. You are a sweetheart. You are an amazing person. Be you. Play yourself in the movie. That's all you got to do. And so I see you doing well. I see you doing well with other people. I see you doing well with work. I see you doing well with business. And I see, where's your mom? Where's your mother?
She's in Japan.
Okay. And so I see a lot of light and love coming from her, you know? And so she's a prayer, right? Does she pray all the time?
Yeah.
That's what, yeah, she's a prayer. And so she's got the gift of prayer. So do you. And so you get a lot of gifts from your mother. And I just see these beautiful connections as well as seeing her soon. So I feel all good about that. Okay. And so you're going to be fine. You're going to be fine. Are you looking for a new promotion with job or work?
Well, currently I changed my path. I'm trying to focus on become a day trader.
Okay.
Trading, well, I see, Forex.
I see you getting whatever you're doing, and I'm not going to tell, mm-hmm. I'm not going to influence you either, because you're already on your path. I'm not going to say anything. I'm just seeing that you're going to get all hooked up and do well.
Oh,
right. So whatever right. You're doing, you're going to land in your space. Okay. And so sometimes the way to where you're going is the way through where you're going. So you're going through to get to where your spot is, but I feel good about it. And so there we are. See, a lot of luck your way, and money. Good luck. Okay.
Thank you. Sorry. I have a last question. My last question is, I read one of your daily enlightenment in email, and said that if I really want to see my angels, all I have to do is learn to see and hear my angels through daily meditation. But right. I was some kind of confused of what kind of meditation should I do.
Well, you just did it. I'll go again. Close your eyes.
Look up. Yeah, the light. Yeah.
Right? That's all it is. It's nothing more. You're overthinking it. See? And you're still doing it. You're still overthinking. Yeah, shut the hell up. Just go up there. It's really simple. You're already there. There's nothing for you to do. Just go there. You see? All right. Anyway, be a Thank part you. Of my enlightenment. You can be a part of my enlightenment club. Make sure you join the enlightenment club. You'll get to do the energy clearings every Wednesday. It's really important to do that. That'll really help you. And you can do that just in the spiritual masterclass next Sunday. We're actually doing the spiritual masterclass, I believe. Next Sunday, right? And so, but all this will help you. Then you'll learn these little tricks. You see, because you're already gifted. Just do your gifts. It's really simple. All right.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Hey, good luck, buddy. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. You know, and for all you guys, please come to our spiritual retreat. The spiritual retreat in Ojai is really turning out to be quite a big deal. We have the Tibetan monks that are going to be there and with me for a few days. And, this is, I can always feel when there's a momentum. They're going to be there. I talked to Kevin this week and he's going to be there. So this will be really a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of fun. This is not, you know, really, if you guys think of a spiritual retreat, what is a retreat? A retreat's where you go away, you meditate, you get in touch with who you are, your true I am.
your true being, who you are, not who somebody's telling you to be, but who you are. And so, and this will help you guys get in touch with your true I am, and also receive all the beautiful spiritual gifts Ojai has to offer, as well as be around. When you're in the presence of enlightened beings, like the Tibetan monks, or if you consider me one of those beings, if you're around me, I know my gifts wear off. I do know that. And so, and if you're around my physical me, it happens. It just happens. You just will start to be able to feel and see, and it goes like that. And so I did the show last week on Tapping In Here, where I was calling out people who couldn't see anything, and now they see spiritually. They use their gifts for healing. They help themselves. They help their families. And you guys that are looking to do that, as we all are, we just want to create our heaven on earth. Ojai is this spot that is indeed a heaven on earth spot. It is amazing. It is totally, totally amazing. And so we're going to be up there in our heaven on earth. And this will bring you guys closer to your heaven on earth, which is what you want to do. Anyway, I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Call us up 800-827-GARY for a private reading. I'm starting to do private readings again. 800-827-4279 or GarySpivey.com. GarySpivey.com. You'll be able to see everything about the retreat, as well as just call Michelle. She'll hook you up. That's the best way to go. 702 number is
702-822-0548. Yep.
Okay, I had it right. 702-822. I got too many numbers in my head. 702-822-0548. 702-822-0548.
I highly recommend you guys call in advance and start booking this retreat, because I'm telling you that there is a max limit, and we are already reaching it within like this short time frame. We're still 2 months out, but I have a huge list going already.
And so there we are. 702-822-0548. Call the office, 800-827-GARY, GarySpivey.com. I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. What am I forgetting? Am I forgetting anything?
Nope, that's it. And a spiritual masterclass next Sunday, the 11th.
So if you guys are not in the Enlightenment Club, join the Enlightenment Club. It's cheap. I'm cheap. I'm really cheap, for real. And so join the Enlightenment Club for $30. And every month you get to do the energy clearings on Wednesday. And you get all the other things the Enlightenment Club has in it, like a million meditations, all the archive shows. And so there we go. Enlightenment Club, join us every Wednesday, energy clearings, monthly spiritual masterclass. And all you got to do is just check it out. And so anyway, I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. Thank you for joining me on Tapping In. I really, really appreciate you. Thank you. Goodbye. Lots of love, lots of love, lots of love, lots of gifts.